In 1999, six members of the Central United Methodist Church in Milwaukee traveled to a Methodist church in Havana. When they came back to the U.S., the six were quizzed about not having purchased the required U.S. licenses to go to Cuba. The Clinton administration eventually notified three of the six that they would face fines. The proposed fines have since been reduced, but the Treasury Department under the Bush administration has told the travelers it still intends to collect at least $1,000 from each person. One of the people facing a fine is Delora Green Evans. She says she's not going to pay because the feds also want a promise.
It would be a lot easier for me to pay the $1,000, but I do not want to sign a piece of paper that says that I will never file a claim against this agency.
Green Evans describes herself as a light-skinned African-American. She also refuses to pay because she contends customs officials treated the Methodist delegation unevenly, depending on the person's race. She says she also dislikes the broad U.S. policy requiring a license or permit to visit Cuba.
I think it's unconstitutional. They should not restrict our travel anywhere. Cuba's the only country that we have to obtain permission to travel to. We were on a humanitarian mission.
Green Evans and many of the hundreds of other U.S. residents facing fines for visiting Cuba without a license are asking for administrative hearings on their cases. The Treasury Department took our information about the Milwaukee protesters, but did not get back to us for an on-the-record interview. Jimmy Carter's visit to Havana this week has stirred a lot of debate about U.S. policy regarding Cuba. President Bush is scheduled to outline his position next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.